Grammys.
Oh,
this
Maria.
This is not a good one for anyone who wants to travel on I-15 at the South End.
And I personally feel for these drivers. I was stuck in it, too. Once I finally got here, I was relieved. Now, let me tell you what we know as the latest development. Northbound I-15. Now that closure is going to start at 90th South. So your delays are reaching well into Sandy. You need to just do not go past, I'd say 123rd, 114th South in Draper if you're headed northbound on I-15. Southbound I-15, with this closure at I-215 South Belt, you're still closed at 5300 South. But now it's I-215 South Belt, now where traffic is being diverted and pushed off. If you're traveling westbound on I-215 South Belt, you're going to be pushed off at 13th East. For westbounders coming around the bend from Taylorsville, you're going to be blocked off right after Redwood Road. You're going to be pushed off onto Redwood. So that means that's getting some overflow of heavy volumes of traffic. On top of this closure of I-15, we have all kinds of surface street accidents that are taking place. One of the streets you do not want to use is State Street from Sandy through Midvale. Another alternate could be the Redwood Road or 700 East. Don't miss the UEA convention October 20th through 21st at Southtown Expo for informative seminars, activities, plus the kids can shoot hoops for free books. Visit myuea.org for tickets and details. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.